Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Walters.
MonsterCast continues live in these Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. The Father's Day edition. Happy Father's Day to you guys and all you single moms too. You're doing both jobs. Happy Father's Day to you as well. All right. I love this. I get to spend three of my next segments with one of my dearest friends out there and a guy who helps you understand what we talk about every single week here on Armed American Radio. He is, of course, my political analyst on this show and regular contributor, has been for a number of years now, the great A.W.R. Hawkins, award-winning journalist from Breitbart News. A.W.R., welcome to the program. Happy Father's Day, my friend. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule as a dad to join us again and just really spread the wisdom that you have and do it on your own time. It means so much to us. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. And great to be with you.
All right. Let's get...
And happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you very much. Let's get rocking and rolling because I've only got you for three segments. I do want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. The reason we've got AWR for only three segments is I'm going to be welcoming in Gordon Anderson from Tombstone, Arizona, to talk about the Freedom Days coming up in the 28th and the 29th. More about that in segment four of this program. So stick around. You don't want to miss this hour. Let's start with Chicago. You and I have talked about Chicago, AWR, for years on this program. I don't know any other way to prove our point about the failure of gun control than what happens in Chicago. Back on June 10th, you wrote over 30 shot, three fatally in gun-controlled Chicago. What's happening there and why? Just kind of bring it all together for us. Gun control is an utter failure. We see it in Chicago every day. Why do they continue to push for more?
Well, it's just the Democrat way. I mean, you know, you can't be independent. Because if you're independent, you don't need Democrats. And that's the bottom line. And so they keep pushing it. And, of course, all it does is it disarms the law-abiding citizenry. Those single moms you talked about earlier, whose only prayer of protecting their kids might be a five-shot 38 special that they keep by the bed, Democrats make it as hard as they can for that mom to get that done. And that way that mom has to be dependent on government to protect her. Of course, what we see is that government can't do it and won't do it. And so it's a mess, but it feeds on itself because when she suffers violence because of gun control, they push more gun control as a solution. So that's the cycle they're in.
Well said. Let me take you to New Jersey. This is a perfect segue because Democrat Bob Menendez is seeking more regulations for toy guns. That's your headline in New Jersey. When we watch the failure of gun control in Chicago, as we just talked about here, 30 more shot. I don't know. The number's in the hundreds over the last couple of months in Chicago. It's sickening. Now we've got Democrat Bob Menendez seeking more regulations for toy guns. This is laughable if it weren't so not laughable.
Right. No, you're exactly right. The deal is, the crime is he admits in his letter for more gun control, he admits that having orange markers on guns in a test didn't do anything to alleviate officers shooting people who pulled guns on them. In other words, I know that was wordy, but in other words, FBI field agents in training, they put them in circumstances where people would pull guns on them in a testing situation to teach them when to fire and when not to fire. And whether the gun had a marker on it or not, 95% of the time the officer shot back. So in other words, it undercuts everything he's saying. The problem, it's always a bait and switch with Democrats. The problem is not toy guns. The problem is a culture where kids are taught it's okay to point a gun at a cop, period.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Until you fix that, there's your problem. And it has nothing to do with whether the gun's a toy or real. When you point a gun at a cop, that cop really doesn't have any options, in my opinion.
He's got to go home or she's got to go home that day.
That's it.
That's what their goal is. When I was sitting here listening to you, what was going through my head, and listener, I know you're probably feeling the same thing I am because I know you pretty well by now after all these years together on this program. you're probably thinking, well, hold on a second here. Why wasn't this a problem when I was a child and we played with toy guns all the time? Because we were taught never to point a gun at anybody, even when you're playing with it. You can play cops and robbers with cap guns. We had cap guns that made noise. You never point a gun at a police officer ever. You want to talk about common sense? Let's go to what Menendez actually said. The stupidity is just amazing. These lookalike guns pose an incredible challenge to law enforcement when responding to life and death situations. Updating these regulations is about common sense. So that's where you have more government intrusion. And then again, the talking point, of course, common sense. It's about ensuring that everyone can tell the difference between what's a toy and what's a deadly weapon. And above all else, it's about saving lives and stopping preventable tragedies. I'm assuming that he's not talking about the police officers' lives in this case, is he?
Right. No, he's not. He's not. And you know, to your point, I'm going to say something here that's really going to offend some people. But when I was a kid and I would point toy guns at people, my dad would spank me. And I learned, don't point guns at people. But he would spank me. There was a different culture. And of course, if I had ever pointed a toy gun or any kind of gun at an officer, I don't know what my dad would. I wouldn't want to find out. But it was a completely different culture. And the father was involved, and he was making sure that his son knew how to act. And we don't necessarily have that culture anymore.
No, it's really sad. Again, as I'm sitting listening to you, it just popped in my head. What about teaching our children what's right and what's wrong? We don't need government regulation. We need to teach our kids that you respect law enforcement. Now, I could really take this conversation down a rabbit hole and go back to the origins of that stupid beer summit and Barack Obama and the problems we're having now with cops and the whole Black Lives Matter and the hands up, don't shoot. But in the essence of time, I'm not. But I could, couldn't I, AWR? I mean, I really could if I wanted to. I think you know where I would go on that.
You're right. But it's a cultural thing, and the things you're talking about relate to culture. And, yeah, it has nothing to do with toy guns. That's the bottom line. It's always the case with the Democrats. See, what they're talking about is never what they're talking about. They always have an ulterior motive, or they're trying to cover their tracks. And that's what's the case here with Menendez.
All right, let's move and close out this segment with a happy ending story, because I just love happy endings. Love me some happy ending stories, especially on Father's Day. But this one is interesting. You wrote this. This is out today, the 16th, Father's Day. 11-year-old uses machete on alleged home invader's head. Do you want to take the lead and tell us about this one?
That's about it. Yeah, they came in, and at gunpoint, they put the kid in a closet in his house, and he somehow got out of that closet and was able to get his hands on a machete, and he hacked one of those intruders in the back of the head. And the police said the intruder tried to grab a handful of stuff and run out after that. I think the intruder kicked the kid a couple of times, then tried to run out. And that's when he realized, hold on a minute, I got a pretty serious wound going on. Blood was running everywhere. And so he dropped all of his electronics that he was trying to take, and he just fled the home. So the kid foiled everything with a machete. That's a pretty gutsy move for an 11-year-old, because you would think at that age his instinct would be hide, run, hide. But instead, he confronted, and he took care of business.
Let me give some mad props to this kid, because I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on in this story. And this one kind of hits home for me because it occurred in Mebane, North Carolina. Those of you who may read AWR's headline, let me give you the headline again because it's a fun headline. 11-year-old uses machete on alleged home invader's head. That's a fun headline. And when you think about this, this occurred in Mebane, North Carolina. A lot of people think that's Mebane or Mebane. It's Mebane, North Carolina. It used to be in my sales territory years ago when I lived in North Carolina. Love the area. But you look down, there's a picture of this kid in what looks like it looks like he's at a baseball diamond. Looks like a young kid with his Oakley sunglasses on and his baseball uniform. And there's a picture of the individual whose head he hacked with the machete. I mean, this is just an everyday, normal, small kid. So a lot of guts and a lot of mad props to this kid for going after somebody with a firearm, who had a firearm and locked him in a closet with a machete and then came out and actually went after him. That's an offensive move. He didn't stay there and wait for anybody to leave. He went out and attacked and protected his home. So the Orange County Sheriff, Charles Blackwood, commented on the 11-year-old actions and said, "This is a very tough kid who kept his wits about him. At the same time, I want to reflect that this youngster, his family, and indeed this community are very lucky this event did not have a tragic ending for the child." Let me tell you what, I'm going to flip that one, AWR, as we get ready to head to the break. I'm going to say, if I was a sheriff, I'd say that the kid who went into the house with the gun is very lucky he didn't wind up decapitated at the hands of a kid with a machete and a whole bunch of guts. Congratulations to that kid in Mebane, North Carolina. You can read everything AWR writes just by looking him up. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. You'll find it all. You can follow along with us. We'll be back right after this. Hey, gun lovers, check this out. Did you enter to win your new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. You could get up to 17 chances to win a new gun daily, but only if you act fast. Look, it could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, even 17 AR-15s. You heard that right. To reveal which gun you could win today, just text the word ARM to 87222. It's 100% secure, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these guns won't last long. The USCCA Gun A Day giveaway ends Friday, June 21st, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. Look, the United States Concealed Carry Association is here to help educate, train, and protect Americans like you. Plus, they just love giving away free guns. So don't miss your chance to win every single day this month. Just text the word ARM, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. So text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast live on Father's Day from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm with AWR Hawkins, but before I go back to AWR, let me give you this one here. Cancer treatment for Professor Paul. If you're listening to my daytime show, you probably heard me mention the fact that Paul Markle, student of the gun, is suffering from cancer. He's been a guest on this show over the years many, many times. Professor Paul Markle needs our help. He was diagnosed with cancer, squamous cell carcinoma. He uprooted his home and his business and moved to Salt Lake City to begin and continue his treatment. And he needs our help. You can see, look him up, Paul Markle, at GoFundMe, or I will have this up on my Facebook page at armedamericanradio.com. I'll be pinning it to the top of the page. We're looking for a goal of 250,000. We're just shy of 28,000 right now, 531 donors. Thank you very much to all of you who are helping Mr. Paul Markle, student of the gun, win this battle. And win it, he will, and he needs our help. We know a little bit about that here in these studios, and if you guys can give even an ounce of the help and prayer to him that you gave to my family and my wife, God bless each and every one of you. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, we hate to hear that. We're pulling for Paul from Student of the Gun. I know you are. Welcome back inside the studios with me on Father's Day, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Great to be with you.
All right. We had an opportunity to talk during the break. I was talking with Sean. We love that headline, 11-year-old uses machete on alleged home invader's head. And that's a story that you put out today. I thought it was wonderful, and I wanted to talk with you. Let me go back a little bit in the week. Swalwell, Eric Swalwell out of California. I hate to even mention this guy's name, but it's important because the agenda that he's pushing is being embraced by the other 1,208 Clown Posse members that are wanting to take President Trump's job. They're all embracing it. Certainly, they're not disagreeing with anything he's saying, correct?
Correct.
All right. You wrote back on the 10th that Swalwell has a plan for handguns once AR-15s are confiscated. What are we talking about here?
Well, he's kind of elusive on it. He won't say. But he was on CNN with S.E. Cupp, and I believe she was trying to expose him, to be honest with you. She kept saying, well, you're the only guy who's come straight out that he's for confiscation. And, you know, he's sitting there grinning because she's praising his plan. And then he says something to the extent of, well, it's not really confiscation. It's a forced buyback, yada, yada, yada. What's the same thing? So anyway, she keeps saying you're for confiscation. And then she goes, but I do have a question. She goes, why are you trying to confiscate guns that are rarely used in crime? When the guns, you know, used 90% of the time in murders are handguns, why aren't you after those? And he goes, he said, well, I have a plan for those after my plan for assault weapons has been put in place, carried out, yada, yada. But he doesn't tell what it is. And so I'm not sure. But the fact that he already has a plan ought to be reason enough. People, when they hear his name, ought to run for the hills.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you, listener, because I think I know what his plan is. It's something that we've been talking about here for quite some time, and that is the change in narrative that we picked up on about a year ago, right around Parkland time, when all of a sudden semi-automatic became the demon words. Semi-automatic, semi-automatic, semi-automatic. I can promise you this. This is coming from a pretty educated place. I do this 7 days a week. I believe what you're going to see Swalwell do and what his plan is let's get rid of evil assault weapons first. Then he's going to turn his attention on anything semi-automatic. I don't think that's too far of a stretch. Do you, AWR?
No, because that's actually what they're doing already. I mean, I know you know that, but so I believe you're exactly right. And it's a shame, you know, I've stressed at Breitbart, semi-automatics allow a woman to defend her life with a large caliber. You know, a man, just because of the differences in the way we're made, men can use a revolver, a 357 Magnum, and a medium-sized guy even can control that recoil and get a second shot, but a woman rarely can. But if you take a semi-automatic where part of the recoil is spent recycling the gun, therefore you get reduced recoil, a woman can use a larger caliber, and she can control it. She's going to get second shot acquisition. she can hit that guy three or four times if she needs to. And so when these people criticize semi-automatics, and these people, I mean Democrats, they're criticizing the very tools that the women they claim to champion use to keep themselves safe. It's a ridiculous thing, and that's the angle we need to expose.
I think S.E. Cupp did a great job, and I think you did a great job in your explanation of what she was trying to do. Let's take a listen to this. It's important because when we criticize the media here on Armed American Radio, both the Monster Cast here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios and the Daily Show, we do it on a regular basis, and we're right when we do it. It's easy to expose them, not only by the things they say, but by virtue of what they don't say in many cases, if not most cases. But here's what Cupp said, and you point this out, and I mad props to you for picking up on this and putting it in your piece. You are the S.E. Cupp said. You are the only candidate who is calling for a confiscation of guns. You say you want to ban and buy back every single assault weapon in America. You've touted Australia as a model of how gun confiscation works. That's confiscation used twice in two sentences. Gun control advocates often say no one is coming to take your guns away. But you say, yes, I am, and that is refreshingly honest. What she was doing there was trying to get Swalwell. She was painting the picture for Swalwell, pointing out that we realize and understand exactly what it is you're coming after to see if he was going to challenge any of it, and he did not.
Right.
Nor is anybody else on the left.
He tried to challenge the letter of it. And in other words, he said, well, I'm not for confiscation. But then he went right on and talked about his forced buyback plan, which is confiscation. So, you know, but she never let it sidetrack her. So I'm with you. Kudos to her.
Yeah, I think this was by design, and it was wonderful. She knows what she's doing. Here's what his response was, then we'll move on. Other candidates have called for an assault weapons ban, but they only want to ban future manufacturing and future sales. And I think if you recognize that an assault weapon shouldn't be made anymore in America, why don't you just get to the point where you say those that are here shouldn't be here? That's where I'm at. That means confiscation, ladies and gentlemen. That's exactly what he just said. S.E. Cupp masterfully got him to say it. And AWR, we've been talking about this for years. We know that's what they want. Eventually, they're going to start pushing it. Now they're actually coming out and telling us what they want. They're not going to hide it. Boy, this is going to be one nasty, nasty campaign coming up in 2020, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And when they start these debates later this month, it's going to be a competition for who can be the looniest.
Yeah.
Because they're all vying. They have to win their base. And their base is no longer what you used to call left of center America. Their base is fringe. Excuse me. Their base are fringe lunatics. And so, But so they're going to have to appeal to them. So you're going to hear them in debates push licensing, push insurance requirements for gun owners, push confiscation of AR-15s. Push limits on semi-automatic handguns, limits on semi-automatic handgun magazines, on and on. And, of course, the glorious red flag laws, which don't prevent a crime anywhere that I can see.
They're going to, as we've been saying on the program, you've just nailed it, they're going to out-left each other in these Democrat debates. And what's going to take shape is going to be the most radical gun control push you've ever seen in a campaign. It has to be because of the fact that they're going to do exactly what AWR Hawkins just said. And that's the model they're going to use going into the campaign. They're not going to be able to back away from it. They own it. Back with AWR right after this.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, gun lovers, check this out. Did you enter to win your new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what the heck are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. You could get up to 17 chances to win a new gun daily, but only if you act fast. Look, it could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, even 17 AR-15s. You heard that right. To reveal which gun you could win today, just text the word ARM to 87222. It's 100% secure, and the official rules are on the page. But hurry, these guns won't last long. The USCCA Gun A Day giveaway ends Friday, June 21st, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. Look, the United States Concealed Carry Association is here to help educate, train, and protect Americans like you. Plus, they just love giving away free guns. So don't miss your chance to win every single day this month. Just text the word ARM, that's A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to get entered. Remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. So text the word ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get four free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to USCCAonAir.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to USCCAonAir.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit USCCAonAir.com to find out. Once again, that's USCCAonAir.com. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow.
Armed American Radio, segment three, man. We're sliding into third base already. Well, say we're rounding third, getting ready to slide into home. As I mentioned, this is my final segment with AWR Hawkins, so we're going to move quick here and cover a minimum of two stories. I'm going to try to get to three if I can. Gordon Anderson, owner of the Larian Motel in Tombstone, Arizona, is patiently waiting on the other line listening to the program. So we will bring Gordon in the next segment. So let's move on with AWR Hawkins. AWR, welcome back. Let me take you to Virginia Beach, a place I used to live. I have great affinity for Virginia Beach. I have very, very close friends, one of my closest friends in the world, and his family lives there. Took my kids up there just a couple years to spend some time with him and his family. I know the municipal building well. I've been in that complex. So this, you know, that stuff kind of hits home to you when you can look back and say, man, I used to live there. I know that, and I know the people there. They don't deserve this. And here we've got a lawyer coming out now for one of the women who was murdered by this lunatic. And I'm just going to say, I'll just read your headline. Gun-free policy kept Virginia Beach victim unarmed on day of attack. Give us your take on what happened here.
Well, I am not a fan of litigious society, and I need to say that up front. And I'm not a litigious person by nature, and I think that we have too many lawsuits in this country, way too many. That being said, I hope the family of this woman sues the city of Virginia Beach to the point that they have to start putting up county and city buildings for sale to pay the tab. And I hope after that, the suit continues and grows to such immense proportions that office holders in Virginia Beach have to sell their homes in order to pay the tab. And after that, that it continues to the point that their kids may have to follow suit. Because it's absolutely asinine that you tell people, when you come in this building to work, you can't have a gun to protect yourself, especially when it's a building where other people, civilians, could carry. But if you work there, then you're forced to be in there in a defenseless posture. And this attorney has put his finger on it, and he's exactly right. This woman was going to take a gun for self-defense the very day of the attack. She had grown scared of the guy who ended up carrying out the attack. She was going to take a gun for self-defense that very day, and then she was scared to because of the no-gun policy for employees. So I hope this attorney sniffs out an avenue he can follow, and I hope a suit comes up.
Boy, this is, you just made your sentiment known very, very well, and I couldn't agree with you more in this case. This is a prime example of a municipality that should be held accountable when they allow others to have firearms but disallow certain others. That is I don't know of any other way to describe it other than 100% discrimination against those individuals' civil rights.
Right.
Outright, blatantly, and she's dead as a result of that. Now, there's a couple interesting aspects here. Number one, we haven't heard any more about this guy, have we?
No.
So what was that she was so afraid of? Clearly, something was going on behind the scenes, and no one's talking about it anymore.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. See, I think what happened is the establishment media lost any momentum because he wasn't a white supremacist. He didn't use an AR-15.
Right.
You know, if you go through the checklist, so he's not worth. They can't exploit this one to the degree they'd like to. So they just let it go. And so I think that's where we are on this. And that's why we're not finding out anymore about him. No one cares because it doesn't benefit them. And, but from our end, and by ours, I mean common sense, this attorney has popped up and he has voiced something that has needed to be voiced for a long time. And there has needed to be a change in this country so that officials who force employees into gun-free situations, those officials can be held liable for when those people are gunned down in a defenseless manner. And I believe this could be the start of something like that, or let's hope it could be. And I don't mean it in a way that overlooks this woman's death. I mean it in light of her death. It cost her life, this stupid policy did. So let's see what this attorney can do to get it changed.
Well, you hit all the nails on this one. I mean, you flat out did. From the fact that the story is not sexy enough anymore because there was no AR used, the fact that he passed all the background checks, which they're screaming for more of, which now this just, puts the spotlight on the fact that everything the media pushing in their agenda doesn't work. It just highlights their failures, and it goes right back to what I said in the earlier segment. The danger of the media is not just what they tell us that's so biased, but it's what they leave out, and that's exactly what they're doing here. They're just leaving it out because it doesn't fit their agenda. That's more dangerous than telling it to us from a leftist point of view. At least we're smart enough to figure out it's coming from a leftist point of view. Here, they're just not telling us at all, and this should really bother everybody in the country. Virginia Citizens Defense League is a very strong grassroots organization. Worked with them for many, many years, and I'm hopeful that they're all over this. I feel certain that they are. And if I hear anything coming out on any of the alerts from VCDL, I will certainly give you that information here on Armed American Radio as soon as we get it. It did, in fact, cost her life. Here's where we'll close this out. The family's attorney, Kevin Martingale, indicated that Nixon, she's the dead woman, was simply going to hide a pistol in her handbag so she would be prepared if something happened. She ultimately decided not to, quote-unquote, because of a city policy that prevents employees from bringing weapons to work. Well, that city policy didn't prevent an employee from bringing guns to work. We all see what happened when he decided there was no such thing as a gun-free zone. And hopefully Virginia Beach pays dearly for this. I'm with you 100% on that. It's just ridiculous. Thomas Massey, let's kind of shift gears here. Massey, repeal federal restrictions so teachers can be armed. We could say repeal federal restrictions so everyone can be armed at the workplace after Virginia Beach. We could say that, but Thomas Massey now is narrowing in on teachers. He's pushing legislation to repeal the Federal Gun-Free School Zones Act so teachers can carry guns for defense of themselves and their students. Massey's been on this program before. He's a gem. Take it away. Your thoughts.
Well, I mean, that's it. Massey, he's one of those guys you can count on. There are not many of them. But you can count on Massey to be pro-Second Amendment. And he sees right through all this mess. You know, everybody talks about, oh, you know, the Democrats especially, they fight to preserve these gun-free zones. These gun-free zones are so important. Well, people have to understand that the gun-free zone for schools went into effect in the early 90s. What has followed that? 1999, Columbine. See, they never talk about that. They never talk about the fact that Columbine happened not only while the Gun-Free School Zone Act was in place, but while the assault weapons ban was in place, which carried with it a quote-unquote high-capacity magazine ban. See, everything that they tell us will work so well failed to prevent Columbine. And we could keep going from that point. You know, we had in 2007, you had Virginia Tech. And you come after that, it's not long till you have Aurora, which was in 2012 in the summer. Then you had Sandy Hook, which is 2012 in December. And then you had the Navy shipyard shooting, another gun-free zone, by the way, which was in September of 2013. And I could just keep rolling. I could keep rolling, all right? Some of those things the Gun-Free School Zones Act don't apply to. But the gun-free zones, they do apply because these were all gun-free zones, all right? And a lot of these shootings took place at times when this type of weapon or that type of weapon was prohibited, when this Democrat gun control or that Democrat gun control was in place. And what Massey's saying is, look, it's not working. All it's doing is providing targets for these lunatics. Let these teachers defend themselves. And I've said for years, and no one's changed my mind. They're not going to, because this is logical. Why can a social studies teacher carry a gun at the restaurant, at the Walmart, at the ExxonMobil station, at the car wash, at church, but for the 8 hours she's at school, she's got to lock it in the trunk of her car and be a setting duck? Now,
because
explain that to
schools
me.
Make people evil. You've just nailed it. I'm not even going to put an exclamation point on it. Pay attention to what Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins just said. He nailed it. And it's coincidence, isn't it, that the Gun-Free School Zones Act in the 90s has been followed by a rash of school shootings. A.W.R. Hawkins, thank you for being here, man. We don't have enough time, unfortunately. We never do, but that's okay. We get used to it because we get to talk with you next week. Armed American Radio will be back in the final segment with Gordon Anderson from Tombstone, Arizona. Make sure to check out everything A.W.R. Hawkins writes at Breitbart.com. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now, before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back as we begin now to wind down this second hour of Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, heard in hundreds of cities, 250-plus radio stations in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you. We're winding down hour two. AWR Hawkins was awesome, as usual. Had to cut him short by one segment. I'll tell you why. Because I've got a special guest coming in to talk with us today in this final segment of the hour from Tombstone, Arizona. I will be out in Tombstone, Arizona, the 28th and 29th with Kurt Schilling, actress Morgan Brittany, and others for Tombstone Freedom Days. We will be celebrating in this unbelievable historic place, the Second Amendment, in a way that no other city does it. They have declared, Tombstone is the only city in America that has declared itself by proclamation America's Second Amendment city. What an amazing place it is. What a great time it's going to be. And I will be out there, as I said, June 28th and 29th for all of the festivities. Joining me now, Gordon Anderson, the owner of the Larian Motel in Tombstone, Arizona, and the brainchild behind all of this. Gordon, how the heck are you? I can't wait to see you in just under 2 weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Real pleasure. And we're all excited in Tombstone. The excitement's in the air. We're all in the papers, local newspapers, Sierra Vista, Tombstone, Southern Arizona. The excitement is building.
We're going to have a tremendous amount of fun. Let's discuss a little bit about what we're going to be doing when we get into town, okay?
Right.
Joining me out there will be Kurt Schilling. We've got actress Morgan Brittany. We've got the Buffalo Soldiers. We've got Patrick Henry as played by who?
Lance. His name is Lance, and he's an actor, and he portrays Patrick Henry, who was, of course, the co-signer on the Bill of Rights, and really, really interesting guy, and he's really good at it.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. Now, this is going to take place. Tell us, what is the
Because listeners, you're listening out in Phoenix. You're out in Vegas. You're all over Arizona. Bullhead City, you're out there. And a number of other places. If you can make it out here the weekend of the 28th and 29th in Tombstone, we would love to see you there. Gordon, you know, I go to Tombstone almost, well, I try every year, every 12 to 18 months. Been going for 25 years. You guys were kind enough, and the mayor joined me the last time I was out there with Alan Gottlieb back in October.
Made you an honorary citizen. You're an honorary citizen.
I've got the plaque to prove it, a key to the city. I love it. It means so much to me. It's such an important part of who I am and what I do. I love going out to that beautiful area, and the place is so rich in history. What are we going to be doing beginning Friday for the weekend? What's happening in Tombstone for the festivities?
Well, Friday, starting Friday afternoon, there'll be a static Buffalo Soldier display in historic Shefflin Hall, which is right, of course, next to my motel, the Larian Motel. And it's really cool. It's worth coming out just in itself. And Friday evening at from 6 to 8, we're going to have a celebrity mixer. And Mark Walters will be one of the celebrities, and there'll be several other celebrities there. And actor Peter Chirico will be there, who played Texas Jack Vermillion in the movie Tombstone. So we're excited about that.
Yeah,
really fun guy. You'll get a chance to meet Peter Chirico and several other stars. And that the celebrity mixer will be from 6 to 8 at the famous Oriental Saloon, which is now a saloon and a dance floor.
Now, go ahead, please.
Yeah, that's Friday. When we move into Saturday, we'll have a parade at 11 a.m. on historic Allen Street. Of course, Mark Walters will be in that, and Kurt Schilling and Morgan Brittany and the Buffalo Soldiers and Border Patrol Honor Guard will be there, and B Troop from Fort Huachuca, Mounted Cavalry will be there, and again, different Buffalo Soldier groups, and we'll have several Color Guards, Honor Guards, and several and some Tuskegee Airmen, some of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen will be there. Yes.
Yeah,
we're excited.
That's a wow.
That's at 11.
This is so much fun. And then Saturday night, after the festivities during the day, we're going to be back in Shefflin Hall for a panel discussion that
we're
I'll be moderating.
A celebrity town hall. A celebrity town hall. That's what we like it. But let's backtrack to 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Actress Morgan Brittany will be on the balcony of the world famous Crystal Palace Saloon signing autographs and meeting and greeting her fans and taking pictures. And she'll be with her husband, Hollywood stuntman Jack Gill, and they'll both be there. And then after four, we go into the Celebrity Town Hall, which is, of course, a panel discussion. But we like to call it Celebrity Town Hall because it's so sexy, right, Mark?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. Listen, let me go back to the top of the Crystal Palace. Listener, if you know anything about historic Tombstone, Arizona, and I happen to know quite a bit about historic Tombstone, Arizona, the Crystal Palace used to be, way back in the day, the Eagle Brewery.
Yes.
Above the Eagle Brew. Now, going back to Wyatt Earp days, when Wyatt Earp was the marshal, or Virgil Earp was the marshal, I should say, Virgil Earp's office was on that second floor of what now is the Crystal Palace Saloon, when it was the Eagle Brewery. Virgil Earp's office was there. So that's where Morgan Brittany will be signing autographs. And you correct my history. Am I right there?
Yeah, right. She'll be right on the balcony. There was a new balcony. The Crystal Palace built a beautiful balcony that overlooks Tombstone and all the beautiful Tombstone hills in the background. And it's worth the visit, the trip in itself, just to be on that new balcony. It's just awesome, breathtaking.
It really is. And you took Alan and I up there in October right after it had opened. Let me go back to the Oriental for just a second, too, because this is right at the corner of 5th and Allen. On that famed corner, you've got on one side of the street, on one side of 5th, you've got the Crystal Palace world-famous saloon over there, and then on the other side, you've got the Oriental. Let me remind listeners of what the Oriental is famous for. This meeting actually occurred, but this is where Wyatt Earp dealt Pharaoh back in the day, and if you recall from the movie Tombstone, the famous meeting that occurred between Doc Holliday and Johnny Ringo occurred right there at that location early 1880s, right around 1880. 1881. Correct me again if I'm wrong. That's the Oriental, right?
That's pretty close. Yeah. And there was another famous incident there where it was Luke Short got in an altercation with Buckskin Frank Leslie. No, it wasn't. No, it was Charlie Storms. Luke Short got in an altercation with Charlie Storms, and they had an altercation inside the gambling hall. And I don't know what happened, but I'm sure there was alcohol involved, I'm sure. And they went out, and there was a gunfight. And that was another big part of that little area of Tombstone's history.
Anytime Luke Short was involved in a quote-unquote incident, I can promise there was gunfire, okay?
Yeah,
this is one of the most famous deadly pistoliers of the Old West. So this is going to be a wildly great time. I can't wait to do this. So the festivities kick off with the celebrity meet and greet on Friday, then the parade on Saturday. Morgan Brittany will be out there for a few hours on the balcony up at the Crystal Palace. And then, of course, the town hall. Here's what's fun about the town hall. I've been to a number of these. I've participated in them. I've moderated them. And I'll be moderating this panel discussion. And if you're listening and you're going to be there, I'm going to get you involved. Because we want audience participation to ask these people who are such fighters for freedom and to have an opportunity to talk to Kurt Schilling on the panel, who fights for Second Amendment rights just like we do here day in and day out. It's going to really be a special event, and I hope you can make it out there. So this goes really all day Friday and all day Saturday for the weekend of the 28th and 29th. Am I missing anything?
No, I don't think so. I think during Saturday in the afternoon, you'll get a chance to interact with the Tuskegee Airmen for a period of time inside Shefflin Hall. There'll be a question and answer session, and there'll be entertainment on the street. The vigilantes will be performing hangings and shootouts and things like that. And then, of course, the all irregular tombstone museums and shops will be open for your shopping pleasure and viewing pleasure and museum pleasure and mine tour. We have a great mine tour, and we have a brewery now too.
Yeah.
Tombstone has a brewery.
It is the Tombstone has really got it going on. I've really watched it over the years. It's phenomenal. And I you know what I love about Tombstone now? I hated back in the 90s when you could go into Tombstone and you could drive and park on the streets. I thought, wow, that's sacrilegious. You shouldn't be able to do that. This should be closed off. It should be dirt. It should be horse carriage. And now it is. And it has been for quite some time. Gordon Anderson, the Tombstone, Larian Motel. The website is tombstonemotels.com. And the website for you, listener, is tombstonefreedomdays.com. Tombstonefreedomdays.com. Getting ready to close out the hour. You know the drill. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Up next hour, Alan Corwin. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back." And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.